Hey, everyone, it's Lincoln. Yep, I'm on my own again. And you know what? I was kind of nervous about running this whole thing myself, but I think I'm getting the hang of it. You know, it just goes to show, when you learn to trust yourself...
Stop whatever is going on. I don't trust you.
Oh, boy, you're back.
What the hell ambience is this? Hint of Jersey Shore?
Oh, right. I was gonna fix that. So, where were you?
I was at your anti-coast. West Coast. Pulling some strings to keep that green wizard busy. Why does everyone need a podcast? Wasn't LeVar Burton enough? Well, what drudgery have I missed? Ah, here's some sponsor copy I have no choice but to try and salvage. Makers of universally recognized fine cinema Marvel has released a new podcast about the Fantastic Four called Marvels, based on the graphic novel by Kurt Busiek and Alex Ross. The show is set in New York City, heard of it, after a battle between Galactus and the Fantastic Four. If you want to give Marvels a shot, go to StitcherPremium.com and sign up with the code MAGIC. That will get you a free month trial of Stitcher Premium. That's StitcherPremium.com with the promo code MAGIC. And while you're there, check out all the Magic Tavern bonus content, including but not limited to I Am Spintax. I'll even play a clip of the latest I Am Spintax episode after the show, so you can decide if this much adjacent content is commensurate with the goodwill we've earned up till now. In the meantime, let's find out what the regular guy, the one who's really into it, and the one who slows things down are up to this week, shall we?
Hello from the Professor's Wardrobe, a weekly podcast from Jizzle Knob Preparatory School for Young Wizards. I'm your host, Professor Niekamp. If you've never listened to the podcast,
You owned it.
If you've never listened to the podcast before, this is everything you need to know. Some time ago, I fell through a dimensional portal behind a Burger King in Chicago into the magical land of Foon. Luckily, I'm still getting a Wi-Fi signal from the Burger King, which I use to upload a podcast every week chronicling our quest to defeat the Dark Lord. And you know, we're currently sort of chronicling our time molding the future magic users of Foon at Jizzle Knob Academy as we teach here at the... I'm losing it, John. As we teach...
Say Professor Niekamp again.
Teach Professor Niekamp how to...
Say it like you mean it.
Professor Niekamp?
Yeah.
You can do it.
Don't say it like you're in trouble.
Oh,
that sounded
okay.
Like you were being stern with yourself.
Oh, okay. Professor Niekamp.
No, that sounds desperate. Say it like
Professor Niekamp. Should
like
I stand up? I'm going to stand up on the table. Professor
Niekamp. Spin the chair around.
Say
it like you greet an old friend.
We believe in you, even though that one kid. What's that?
Greet an old friend.
Professor Niekamp. Professor Niekamp. I didn't know you had a life outside of the class.
Oh, no.
What? Is that?
No, good. You nailed it.
It's like it's like they saw me at the mall or something.
What's the mall?
Well, on Earth, there are like big stores, like a bunch of stores all together in one place.
Oh, we have those. We call them big stores.
Oh, big stores.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, well, then what are malls here?
I don't know if we have mall. I mean, if someone were to go to the mall, they would get torn up, like they would get scratched and torn apart a little bit.
Yeah, sounds bad. But probably you're still nostalgic about it in a weird way.
Yeah, I mean, there are shopping malls where you pay to be mauled
yeah.
so that, you know, you can get out of a holiday or seeing family.
Black Friday.
Mm-hmm.
Sure. Well, anyway, my co-professor, my peer here at Jizzle Knob is Chunt the Talking Badger.
Oh, affirmative, baby.
Oh.
I'm really taken to being professorial.
You know what? Also, I think listeners should know, you know, sometimes we're just in a tavern, we're like throwing back ales, but we're classing it up with a little bit of wine.
Mm-hmm.
We're trying to be a little more adult.
Mm-hmm.
Speaking of the most adult among us, one of my other peers here at Jizzle Knob, Professor Usidore.
I am Usidore, wizard of the 12th realm of Ephesius, master of light
Usidore,
and shadow.
Usidore,
manipulator
class
of magical
it up,
lights.
Class it up, class
devourer
it up.
Of chaos.
Ooh, yes.
Champion of the great halls of Tarakus.
Champion.
Champion. I am known in the northeast as Gasmanius Maestar. And there may be other secret names. Names that, if uttered aloud,
class
would most assuredly make you appear in your finest formal wear.
Ooh.
Oh. And Usador, have you tried the wine?
Did it again. Yes, the wine is wonderful. It's really delicious.
Did you smell the notes?
Yes.
Okay.
Okay.
Just wine talking.
Oh, I see. Tannins.
Ooh, decanter.
Oh, black tapes.
Okie.
Dokey. All right, so...
Artichoke.
Yes, okay, I'm so sorry. Yes,
crushing wine. Of
course, artichoke.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
So I'm very excited. I know last week we talked about how I'm not being social enough here at the school, so I invited some of the other teachers to the professor's wardrobe, and we're going to have a dinner and just chat about teaching school.
Speaking of chatting about teaching, I don't know if I ever told you guys what Defense Against Art History is.
No,
Did I tell you what it is?
No, we've talked so much and you have not talked about what you're actually teaching.
Mm-hmm. So what it is if anyone ever approaches you in life and wants to talk about culture or art, it's just a way to get out of that, mm-hmm. right? Oh, so wonderful. So try and talk to me about art history.
Oh, you know, I've heard that Van Gogh...
Sorry, my wife's over there.
Oh.
See?
Oh.
So I'm defending against people talking to me about art history.
Oh.
Yeah, you try and talk to me about art history.
I believe that this sculpture makes me think of the way that water flows.
My wife's over there.
Oh, okay.
Wow. See? It works. See how that every works? Time.
Mm-hmm. Every time.
Yeah.
What if you're not married?
Talk to me again about... I'll show you what to do.
Oh, I think the strong angles on this sculpture...
I'm sorry. I died 10 years ago.
Oh.
Ghosts can't talk about art. It's well known.
Is that why there's the ghost that's apparently slashing the paintings in the school?
Ooh, maybe.
Very possibly.
The kids keep talking about it, especially the kids from Dingle Dong House.
Yeah, they say it's a lurking phantom.
Yeah, the lurking phantom.
Yes. Lurking phantom.
Yes, we must defeat the lurking phantom, but we must not forget why we've come here to Jizzlenob. We were looking for a spy, potentially.
Oh, yeah.
Someone who may have had one of the pages from the Book of Sight. An agent of the Dark Lord. And now here we have been so enamored with the school here that we have lost sight of what we originally did come for. So I show to you this.
Ooh.
Now you can talk. Yes. Remember?
Anytime someone shows the silent eye coin, they put it up through their eye. And you must share 5 seconds of silence while making direct eye contact with them.
Like this, and Arnie.
Oh, here, wait, no, I have mine somewhere. No, I can find mine.
If you don't have yours, then you have to compliment the other person.
Oh, Usador,
come on.
You're so loud.
Thank you.
Yeah. Yeah, see, like we said last week, he just thinks everything is validation.
Hmm. Yeah.
I'm quite pleased with that.
Look, just because I can't find my coin doesn't mean that I don't love them. And I'm excited that apparently you can get them on Earth now.
Really?
Yeah.
The Silent Eye coins you can buy on Earth. Our mm-hmm. secret society coins are available for purchase as merchandise?
When we said secret...
Arnie, you do?
I thought...
Well, where can they buy them?
Well, you know, I think if you just go to hellofromthemagictavern.com, which you should go to like every day just mm-hmm. looking for updates, there'll be a link to get a silent eye coin and other merch, you would have to imagine. Do we have any other secrets I should put on our website?
No.
Usador, you got to have a secret.
Let me see. About 150 years ago, I spent 2 years transformed into a skunk.
Oh, okay. I got to think of a merch opportunity around that.
But you just said secret.
Yeah.
I was embarrassed. I didn't mean to be a skunk.
We
got to
monetize these accident. Secrets.
Well, now 2 of the 3 of us have been skunks. That's fun.
Oh. That's fun, right?
Wow. I've been drunk as a skunk.
Well, there we go. 3 out of 3.
But not tonight. I'm just appreciating this wine.
We can't get too drunk tonight because all of the professors are coming here into the professor's wardrobe, and there's going to be a professor's appreciation dinner.
Oh, that reminds me. We said we were going to invite all of the professors, and I know that was my job to invite them. But as I said before, I get nervous talking to people when it's not on the podcast. So I only invited 3 of the 40 professors here. So I could have told you before you set up all the chairs. I'm sorry about that.
That's all right. Because it was so easy.
Whoa, the chairs are marching off on their own.
Huh.
They're picking up buckets of water.
It doesn't seem like he has complete control over this.
Some of the chairs are being chopping up others. They're multiplying.
Oh.
Right, wait, I got it. I have to take care of this. I'll be right back.
Oh, great. John, now, if I could ask a little bit of your help during this. I personally invited three of the professors.
Oh, sorry, my wife's over there.
Oh, goddamn it.
Kidding. What do you need, buddy? What do you need?
You don't have a wife. You did have a husband who blew up. We don't need
Ernie,
to talk about
that
right
now. What
that's
the fuck?
That's not dinner talk. That's probably
no,
not
that's
dinner
not.
Conversation.
Don't talk about my blown husband. Well, that's a better way to phrase that.
I mean, that could be a pretty good.
No. What were you going to say?
I was just going to say, I invited three of the professors personally, mm-hmm. but you know me. I can't remember names ever, so
sure.
Can you introduce yourself? Like,
yeah, I'll make.
I don't want to be like. I don't want to be like. Oh, and this is.
Here's what you do. Just when you introduce them to me and say, "This is my friend Chunt," and then act like you've got a you know something message or something, or look down at your potatoes, okay. And then I'll say, "What's your name?"
Okay.
Yeah.
Matt. Okay.
Or act like you dropped something under the table.
I was thinking you would just proactively step in.
No, it's got to be a whole thing. I want to make it a
them.
Whole thing.
So, okay. So you're kind of helping me, but in you helping me, there has to be a moment of me clearly failing.
I need you to, like, humble yourself. Like, okay. To, yeah.
All right.
To either humiliate yourself or make it known that there's something wrong.
Okay.
Ooh, I think all I right. have that under control now.
I love that new hat.
Oh, thank you.
Mm.
Thank you.
Usidor.
I'm sorry. I have a message in my potato.
God damn. Oh, wait. Oh, looks like our first guest is here. Hey, thanks for coming.
Arnie, introduce me.
What's this?
Introduce me to the teacher.
I'm not really a teacher. I'm so sorry.
Yeah. Oh, I'm sorry.
Chunt so
doesn't know.
Kind
this is
of
Chunt.
You. Hello, yeah. Chunt.
And Arnie, who is this?
This is not a teacher.
I'm not a teacher.
Oh, you're a professor.
I'm not a professor.
This is an imposter.
No, I'm a lonely library assistant, but Arnie was so kind to invite me this evening.
Yeah.
My name is Winifred Weatherwear.
Winifred Weatherwear.
Weatherwear.
No, it's...
You can call me Winnie. My friends do. I have few of them, but...
Oh.
Okay, brag.
Hello, Winnie. It's nice to see you again. Excuse me for a moment. I'm still looking at this message in my potatoes. Oh.
So, Winnie, you said you're a... did you say lonely or lowly?
Lowly.
Lowly.
As in short.
Oh, okay. And are you lonely?
Yes.
Oh, two for two.
Goes well together, I'm sure. And I sort of speak lowly as well, so I suppose it fits me quite well.
Yeah, you wear meek well.
Yeah, oh, that's so kind.
And you're a librarian?
Actually, I'm the library assistant.
Oh.
Yes, which is, I would venture to say, a harder job than the actual librarian.
So when the librarian puts a book back, you, like, give him a thumbs up?
Oh, shh. The librarian does not put books back.
Oh.
I do all of that.
Ooh.
The librarian is, let us call them, a figurehead. Only a figurehead.
Mm-hmm.
I catalogue, put away, know by heart all the books in the library. And it's quite extensive. Have you ever been?
Oh, I don't think I've been yet.
Oh, it's a beautiful library with many wonderful tomes and grimoires. And you've committed all of this to memory. How wonderful.
I have a lot of time on my hands.
Yes. And of course, the head librarian is just a figurehead.
I know.
The pomp and circumstance without any real power.
It's just a wooden statue of a librarian. It doesn't do anything. I mean, maybe someday if it goes life and like wills itself to life, but...
I know, it's sort of a strange setup, but I actually can speak to that figurehead.
And
it tells me exactly what to do. That's the figurehead that told me to memorize all the books.
Okay.
It's very difficult for a wooden figure to put away books, so I use my corporeal form to do so.
Wow. Winifred, can I ask?
Yes.
I hope this isn't too personal a
no.
question. Is this wooden statue the only inanimate object that tells you to do things, or...?
No.
Great question.
Of course not. Do you not have inanimate objects tell you to do things?
Of course I do.
I thought that was quite typical.
I don't think inanimate objects tell me to do things.
That's why you don't do that much.
Yeah, I mean, this table's been telling you to shut the fuck up for 20 minutes.
That's true.
Oh, yes.
Oh, you hear it too?
I did. Huh. Now that you pointed it out, it's quite loud.
I was literally just getting a message from my potatoes.
See?
Oh, it looks like our second guest is here.
Oh, hey. I thought this was the party.
Is this the party?
This is a party.
It's a dinner party.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Right. This is not the first time I have been invited to a soiree, and there are only five participants?
Ooh, you should teach math.
Well, no, I don't teach that. No, I
teach math.
Oh, you teach, you're the math teacher.
I'm the new math teacher, I'm assuming everyone's talking about.
Everyone is, yes, indeed.
Oh.
I heard your lecture about a duck was a raving success.
Oh, I hope so, yeah.
Yes.
Well, he fell into a world of math magic. It's really like the best thing about it is really right there in the title.
Yes. It's not typical for me to interrupt, but I must say that I do hear students complimenting your teaching skills.
Really?
Yes.
People do.
Really?
Winnie, yes. What a nice lie.
Oh, no, it's quite true.
Oh,
Like which ones? Have any
of them? Oh, I would say let's do a numerical quantification of sorts.
Okay.
I would say.
I don't know what that means.
Of each. Interesting. Of each 10 students that enter the library, at least 6 have offhandedly complimented your teaching skills.
Wow.
Yes.
I mean, the only thing I've heard is that new math teacher's causing division.
I don't know what
good
that
jokes.
Means.
I don't know. I'm so excited. This is my friend Elroy. I didn't know Elroy was invited.
I know I need no introduction, as I am Elroy Topplestar.
Oh,
yes. Elroy was here.
Yes, indeed.
Elroy,
I was there. I've been everywhere.
Elroy, are you Jet's son?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
You know Jet?
Your father's Jet?
My father, Jet Topplestar.
Yeah, Jet Topplestar.
And then
he was an astrophysicist?
Well, yes, but he had a boss who was quite domineering who would just yell, Jet!
Oh, dear.
And then when I went there, I would be yelled at, Jet's son! So there you are. Yes, I am Jet's son. But that's not the reason I'm famous, you know.
Oh, you're
so
famous.
Oh, yes, I am most famous. You don't know who I am?
You're Jet's son?
You're Jet's son?
No.
No, that's not it.
I mean, are you famous if you have to tell us who you are?
I know who he is.
Thank you.
Elroy,
at least
who are you?
One cultured person here knows. Well, so let me tell you. I wrote the book Thinking Happy Thoughts to Slay the Demons That Surround Your Mind.
That's the whole title?
Yes, that's the whole
title. Give it to me again.
Thinking Happy Thoughts to Slay the Demons That Surround Your Mind.
Huh.
Yes.
And it's a comedy or?
It's a self-help book.
I have been reading this book all week.
Yes.
And I am learning so much about conquering the demons. Not the literal demons like I usually do, but the demons around my mind.
Mind demons.
Of which there are many.
And Winnie, I see that you have a shelf help book.
Oh, yes.
Let me open this up. It just says, make sure it's fastened to the wall.
Yes.
Tighten the screws.
Yes.
Oh, it's to help with shelving?
Yes.
Nice.
You're quite a good reader. Your comprehension is above average.
Well, that's talking down to me. Just because I'm a badger doesn't mean I don't know how to read. I'm a shapeshifter, actually.
No.
Mm-hmm.
I am a skin shifter.
Oh. What does that mean?
Well, being that you're a badger, you shift your shape.
Mm-hmm.
I am a person with skin, and mine shifts.
Okay, everything checks out so far. But
does everything on the inside stay where it is?
I hope so.
Yeah.
So, like, your skin will give a ripple, or what's going on here?
Well, at certain times, when the things are ripe, I change.
When the things are ripe.
And it's quite terrifying.
Okay.
I've had to navigate it myself, and I tutor students who have skin-shifting abilities and are frightened of them. After school.
Arnie, can you pass that fruit salad?
Sure.
Okay, there's a fruit salad, and as you can tell, the fruit is ripe. Anything? Nothing yet. Okay.
I don't shift other skin, I shift my own.
Oh, okay, I see. No, I figured that. Yes. What? Okay,
what?
You said when things are ripe.
Oh, when the time is ripe, like the moon and the stars and the sky and the wind.
Shut up, fruit, I'll get to it when I want to.
I thought you wanted me to change fruit to meat or something.
Ooh, I mean, that'd be fun.
That would be great, because I hate fruit.
I know a student that can do that.
Ooh.
What's their name?
Meat.
Meat And there's a kid named Meat, and they turn
Fruit to Meat.
Fruit to Meat?
You know, in Foon, I also knew a band called Fruit to Meat.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. It was a boy band.
Yeah.
I've heard them.
Oh, good. Oh, nice.
They're very, very good.
So, Elroy, you're famous for writing this book.
Well, yes. I've written several books, but this is the one that really caught on. In fact, it's what I teach here at the school. I am professor of Thinking Happy Thoughts to Slay the Demons That Surround Your Mind. That's my class. That's what I'm professor of.
Oh.
Yes.
So you're teaching your own book.
Yes, yes. And then I also teach the children salesmanship. They all buy some books, and then they have to sell those books.
Okay.
And then they also have to recruit other people to sell those books. So everyone is learning how to be a merchant.
Yeah, it's like a triangle opportunity.
There's me at the top, and then everybody, you know, works their way up.
Yes. Which reminds me, I have some books I would like to sell.
Yes.
For I have been recruited.
Yes, and if I could tell you all, you could all be slaying associates. That's what I call them. Because you're slaying the demons in your mind, and you're getting those sales. You're just getting them. Yes.
So if I get my friends to slay their demons,
yes,
what percentage of their demons come to me?
Oh, well, that's a very good question. Are you looking to employ those demons in a different way than weighing upon your mind, or are you wanting those demons to become sales associates with you?
I guess I haven't thought it through that much. I just want to make sure that I'm not missing out on a great opportunity.
Well, you can all join. Let me get my scrolls.
Ooh,
hold on. I'll be right back. I'm going to run to my turret. One moment.
Oh, wow.
I know someone who joined the Triangle Opportunity, and at the end of the year, they were the top seller, and they got a pink dragon.
Oh, wow.
Isn't that cool?
Oh, I've always wanted one.
You've always wanted a pink dragon?
I have.
That'd be pretty cool.
Oh, yeah, there's another guest joining us.
Oh, hey.
Winnie, apologies. It really is cold as cauldrons out there. Cold as a neglected cauldron, I swear. Elroy, nice to see you.
Oh, yes, I came back. I ran to my turret, and here are the scrolls.
Yes, perform for everyone.
Arnie, who's this?
Oh, hey, this is,
Look, I'm a woman, I'll do it myself. I'm Mallory McNoboff. Yes, a pleasure to meet everyone. It really is cold as the stars and moon out there. Winnie, I didn't mean to be insensitive just now.
Oh, no.
It is colder
it's
than
fine.
The dark side
it's
of the moon
fine.
Just now. What are we all drinking?
Mostly wine.
Wine.
Yeah.
It has notes.
Would you like to say some wine words?
Pass it to...
So what are you getting? A bit of chocolate, tennis ball?
This is interesting because this has actually a lot to do with what I teach up at the school.
Oh.
Yes, I'm getting notes of... loneliness.
That note right there.
That is lovely. Thank you. Because we are working on dragon scales this week. Apologies, everyone. I teach syncantations up at the school for those who want to do it without a wand.
Oh, that's fun.
Yes.
Absolutely. I'd love to have a class where we join up and I have my students try singing with you teaching them how to sing. I want them to slay the dragon of stage fright.
Oh, no, that one was tinny. That was a tinny note. Weak.
Syncantations. I thought you said syncantations.
Syncantations. Yes. The ability to use one's voice to speak magic into their life.
Could you give us a syncantation?
Yeah, I'd love to
sing. No, don't make me sing. I literally hate the drama. I would never.
Please. Yes.
But while you say that, you're drinking tea and preparing to sing.
Yes. Right, well, I'll just do the school song then.
Could you bless us with it, please?
Yes, I will do the school song.
Wonderful, yes. Thank you.
No, I really hate this. Yes. I hate the attention. Oh, no. All hail, Jizzle Knob. To thee we'll forever true, to the magic humans older than all fools.
She's really working the room while she sings the song.
So much vibrato.
Yeah, I'm exhausted. I won't do that again.
Beautiful.
I won't do it again.
Would you do it again? Do it again, but you're preparing to sing enough.
Oh, hell. I'm joking. What fun we're already having.
Yeah. I say, would you be so kind as to allow me to sing a solo in one of your concerts?
Elroy.
Yes.
Yes, Winnie is my dearest friend. She's sitting right here. There's palpable attraction and tension, and I would never, never move in on you.
What? Oh, ah.
Or have I been insensitive?
I don't believe so. I can sense the tension there, too.
It speaks.
I also feel tension.
Yes, it does.
Is there a lot of competition for these roles here at Chiselknob?
The role of what? Top instructor.
Well, I was talking about getting the solo in the school concert, eh?
Elroy, that's for the students.
Well, but don't
you showboating, Nancy?
Oh, well.
And I'm Chunt.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, I'm Chunt.
This is Chunt.
No, that's fine.
I would have introduced him, but I forgot his name.
Defense Against Art History?
That's correct, yeah.
Yes,
mm-hmm.
yes. We've heard a thing or two in the library about Defense Against
Art History.
I practiced that
myself.
I think it's a very handy tool to have, you know.
Yes.
If you're rubbing shoulders with socialites, be able to get out of any conversation that you don't want to uphold your own end.
Yes, there is a blissful nihilism that does go along with that, isn't there? Effortless, some might say.
Absolutely. And this is Usidore.
Yes, I am
Usidore.
Seems
like you know some of them.
Oh, yes. Well, I've come to know many of the people who work here. I know Mallory, and I know Winnie, and I know Elroy. I've really made myself a part of the culture here. And now I'm going to pull myself away.
What?
There are dark matters afoot.
What?
Again.
Here.
He keeps pulling that coin out of his pocket.
It's the silent eye coin.
Putting it up to his eye.
Nobody knows. None of you know what this is?
Would you like to buy another copy of my book?
Yes,
is that what that coin is for?
I probably should. Here's some other money. Thank you.
Oh, thank you.
And if you're ever on Earth, you can buy one of those.
Oh.
If that
book?
Makes sense.
Yeah, I guess we could try to get that book into our merch store. Oh.
Everyone is just speaking in incantations right now, and it's not the wine.
Oh,
these notes are just... I don't understand.
I'm so sorry. I'm from another world. Some of the things I say probably sound extra strange but interesting.
No, you're right. You're not like other girls.
Yeah.
We know.
Does merch store stand for merchant store?
Yes. Well, yeah, a store where we have merchandise. But you know what? I'm not here to talk about Earth stuff. I do that in my class, and you could all audit my class for half price because you're students of Chiselknob. I'm interested in hearing...
They're students of Chiselknob?
Well, as teachers at Chiselknob, you get a discount on taking classes. I'm just interested to learn more about, like, what's the social scene like here? You know, you've all been teaching here for a while. Like, what does the staff do for fun?
The social scene at Chiselknob, you're looking at it. This is the life of every party. Right, Winnie?
Oh, that's very kind of you to say. I'm very excited when I get invited to parties. And if I drink too much, I do talk a lot.
She also changes.
Oh.
Changes?
Was that
Mallory,
insensitive?
Mallory,
have you not talked
I'm trying
about
not
it
to
yet?
Change this evening.
Oh, I get it. She's been hinting at it this whole time. She's got a drinking problem.
We're getting
better
at talking
about it. This has become a bit of a broken social scene.
I believe you changing... into your form is beautiful.
Oh, that's so kind of you, Elroy.
So if I'm gathering this correctly, a skin changer is someone who drinks large quantities of alcohol and then their personality changes?
Winnie.
I would like it to be that simple.
Winnie, harmonize with this. Ow! I'm just kidding.
I tried, Mallory.
Yes, I suddenly want cookies. Can we skip to the dessert?
Do you know, when we do get bored at parties, we tend to gather in a circle, touch hands, and make things appear in the middle of the circle.
Oh, yes.
Huh. And the three of you are touching hands right now, so we must be boring you?
No. No.
I'll say it. Yes, I'm bored.
All right.
Okay. Thank you for being straightforward. I appreciate it.
Well, let's stand in a circle and try to make something appear.
Yes.
Okay.
Right.
Now maybe we'll take a break and see what has appeared when we get back.
Oh, okay. Yeah, sure.
How soon? That's the incantation to go with this.
Close our eyes.
Hold hands.
Mm. Oh, you know it. Why don't you go? You've wanted the solo for so long now.
Right. Here we go. Changey, changey. What's going to come? Here's a thing in the middle. Bum, bum.
What?
It's more of a pattercantation, right?
There's something in the bum.
No, I was just saying.
No, something in the middle.
Something in the middle. It's onomatopoeia. Like,
bum, bum. Okay.
Yes, it's a dragon scale interval.
Because I heard that as changing, changing, what's to come. Something in the middle. Bum, bum.
We right, know how you heard it.
Right, well.
That says more about you.
I think it was...
Fuck you!
Oh!
Fuck you, Professor Usador.
What? Professor Arnold, how dare
it's
you speak
Professor
to me in such a way? Professor Niekamp, I'm very sorry. We're just all trying to have fun here tonight at the party and make something appear in the middle.
We're going to take a quick break while these two measure their cocks, and we'll be right back with more Magic Tavern.
Wait, did you say measure their cocks? Because that's how I heard it.
And we're back. Winnie, thanks for sitting next to me here. So, I can't quite...
You smell very good.
Oh, thank you so much. Yes. You seem to have a very heightened sense of smell. All throughout dinner, you've been able to tell what the next course is without seeing it.
Yes, you've noticed.
Yeah, and I want to apologize. I thought you were just an alcoholic, but it seems like you are some sort of werewolf?
Yes, it's in my name, Weatherware.
Oh my, I am such a dum-dum. Weatherware.
No, you're not.
So when the moon is ripe,
mm-hmm.
that's when you change.
Yes.
And when you change, are you in control?
Absolutely not. I have no control over it mm-hmm. at all. And it is quite frightening because you sort of lose a sense of yourself and mm-hmm. become wild. Like, yeah. And then after it's over, you feel as if you have taken off all your clothes and rolled around in front of everyone you know.
You feel like you've done that, or you have?
That's what you feel like when you wake up.
Okay.
I hope not. Mm-hmm. I mean, in a sense, that's exactly what happens.
So when you change into the werewolf, your clothes stay on? Do you stay the same size?
No, they come off. As you know, most wolves are not decked out.
Gotcha. Well, I just noticed you have these sort of purple capris on, and I just thought maybe those...
When
you change, they stayed the same. They stretched with you.
They stretched to a point, and then they rip.
So, Elroy, I hear you're a very famous professor. I've been trying to work on making my... students enjoy my class more. Do you have any advice for me?
Yes, I do. Indeed. It's all about inspiring the youngsters. This is... What?
The tinny wine. Tinny wine. Please continue.
Mm. Well, it's all about inspiring the youngsters. to not give in to the naysayers. We all have critics. So just tell them... Hey, you critic, be quiet. I'm making things. I'm doing things. What are you doing? You're criticizing.
Don't point your wand at me.
I
point it away.
Fine.
I want to play Truth or Incantation.
Truth or Incantation. Truth or Incantation. Truth or Incantation.
Let's start with Winnie.
Oh.
Pick Truth or Incantation.
Spin the gnome.
It's always such a hard decision. I will go with Incantation.
Right, spin the gnome.
Spin the gnome.
Leave me alone!
Poor dizzy chap.
Inky tinky, bluish sky, do not stop. What's that in your eye?
Oh!
Ooh, very nice. Oh. Thank God you spun that gnome.
I love it. What, there was a blue puff of smoke.
Yes, I'm not a very good magic maker.
Oh, no, I think you did just fine. I have a cashew in my eye.
Ooh, getting nuts.
It worked.
Yes.
So, shall I go next?
Yes, yeah. Truth or Incantation.
Truth or Incantation.
Truth or Incantation.
I'll tell a truth, because I'm all about truth.
What did spin you sing gnome. It?
What? You
sing
want,
it.
You want me to sing it?
I want you to sing it.
Spin the gnome first.
You know, don't make me sing.
Don't forget to spin the gnome.
Fine. All right.
Oh, God.
Right. I'm telling a truth to someone?
Tell a truth to someone with stars in their eyes. Someone who's been mooning recently. Tell the truth.
You know.
Don't point your wand
no,
at
I want,
me.
No, I want to tell you something.
Guys, I feel like there's subtext going on here that I'm not getting.
I'm not pointing my wand at you in a way that's threatening. I just want you to know that though you criticize me, I think you look on me as a son. You know, I believe truly that you believe in me and try to push me in the right direction, and I appreciate that. And you're not a demon after all. I know you don't believe in me, but if you didn't like me, you wouldn't tell me to go after Winnie. You wouldn't tell me to say, hey, Winnie, how about we go down to Vanda Village and grab an ale or a mead or
Arnie,
something.
There's definitely subtext, but I can't pick up on it.
I know Winnie's like your daughter. You wouldn't tell me to ask Winnie out if you thought I was a screw-up.
This magic moment, yes.
Winnie.
Oh, what?
My dear, don't be afraid.
I think you're the most wonderful, you know, lady around.
There's a long pause in there.
I'm sorry, I get tongue-tied sometimes.
Were you going to call me a wolf? I am so sorry that I snuck into your room last time I changed. I did not mean to, and if your clothes are torn, I will buy you new ones.
Let me tell you this. I enjoyed your wolf form. Oh, you were
that's too
so
much.
Strong.
I'm so embarrassed.
And I don't know if you remember, but...
I remember very
there was
little.
There was a moment where we danced together in your wolf form.
What?
Yes.
Quite unlike my wolf figure.
You didn't hurt me at all.
No?
No.
That's never happened.
Arnie, that's called formal dance.
Oh.
When you're in a different form, you dance.
Sure, yeah.
Well... Welcome to Chisel Knob.
Oh, truth or incantation.
Truth or incantation.
Truth or incantation.
Oh, my turn. Okay, I guess I'll do... I don't really know how to do an incantation, so I guess I'll do truth.
Spin just the for gnome. The record. Yes, spin the gnome.
Okay.
Please, mercy.
And just for the record, your truth doesn't have to be that long.
Oh, it doesn't have to be very long? Okay, I told myself I wasn't going to share this with anybody, but it is on the podcast, so it is content.
TikTok, Arnie, TikTok.
Oh, you know, I panicked while teaching my last class, and the students weren't interested in anything I say, so I told them all I'm an airline pilot.
Oh, I'm sorry. I should clarify. It doesn't have to be that long, but it still needs to be interesting.
Oh, okay.
Since it wasn't interesting, you have to give an incantation.
All right.
Only incantation. Only incantation. Only incantation.
Okay. Hey, we're flying at a high altitude. We're coming into Tampa, and we'll be landing in about 23 minutes. If you look to your left, you'll see the ocean, probably.
I don't see it.
Arnie, it's altitude, not altitude.
Hey, look, I've been an airline pilot for 37 years. I know what I'm talking about.
So long.
Oh, I got some peanuts in my hand.
I guess it worked. Ooh. Arnie, you did it.
Did I do?
Oh, man.
We're all doing nut incantations.
I will say, when I started telling my students that I'm an airline pilot, they seemed really interested, even though they had no idea what I was talking about.
They love you for it.
Yeah.
It's a honey roasted.
I feel kind of powerful.
Yep.
Look at this. Look at the power that community can bring you. Well done, everyone.
Yes, I'd say it's a testament to us. Yay, us.
Let's go, us.
Yeah.
We should hear truth from someone else. I mean, whatever you'd like. Truth or incantation.
Truth or incantation.
Truth or incantation.
I shall do an incantation.
Surprise.
Yes.
Yeah, now.
Spin the gnome.
Oh, sorry, yes.
Oh, that gnome's dead.
We'll have to switch him out.
Chunt?
Yeah?
Can I confer with Chunt for a moment?
Shh. Side.
I'll allow it.
Chunt.
Yes, sidebar, sidebar. Yeah.
I was going to do an incantation
that
made Elroy and Winnie confess their love to each other.
Okay.
Although I think Elroy already did.
Yeah.
But I wanted to support that with my magic somehow.
Sure.
But now, should I use my incantation
to
bring the gnome back to life?
Ooh, that's a tough one. Love or life? Love or life? Well, Ysor, if I may.
Yes.
What is life without love?
Oh, very true.
And that gnome is alone. It was a gnome alone. The other day I walked by that gnome's room and he was acting like he had a big party. He was
pulling all these strings with cardboard cutouts. It's very sad.
It is very sad.
I think a life without love is no life at all, so don't worry about him. Worry about the two in love.
I have a solution that shall take care of both. Everyone, I am back to do my incantation.
Hooray!
Here now, list to me, goddesses. Life and love cannot be cut short. Nay, it cannot be cropped. When two fall in love, let them a gnome adopt. I've magically bound you to this gnome. You have to adopt it now.
You have to adopt this dead gnome, huh?
Ooh.
Pretty good.
I'm so excited.
You're welcome.
Yes, yes. What a gift. Thank you.
As a person who's not a professor or a teacher who works at a school, the opportunity to adopt even a dead being is so, so wonderful. I'll care for it in every way that I can. First, by burying it.
Yes. Yeah. We'll have a funeral.
Taking care of it as if it's family.
What a good mom.
That spell seems like it's in a moral gray area at best.
Poor
Just
Mallory.
Just trying to help.
Sorry. Mallory.
Don't point your wand at me.
I'm so sorry. I'm trying to reach out my hand to you, but I keep forgetting I have the wand in my hand.
I don't need your affection. Oh. I've seen the happiness of a relationship come to fruition before my very eyes. I don't need affection for myself.
Oh, Mallory.
No. Come to fruition, ripen. Oh, look at the moon.
Ow. I'm so sorry, Dad. That will never get old.
Do you have a truth or incantation?
Yeah, I was just going to say, look at the moon. It's like a half moon, so we're fine. We're totally fine.
I got scared for a moment, thought, oh.
It's an incurable prankster.
Oh, should I make it into a full moon?
No, please don't. I do not want to roll naked in front of you.
Do not force someone into a form they do not wish to appear as.
Well, that's why I asked.
Quite respectful, absolutely. As always. Yes.
Indeed. You restore such respect.
What we should be careful to not make people do anything they don't want to do. But Mallory, tell a truth.
Yes,
truth
and spin that dead gnome.
Truth or incantation.
I'll say a truth and an incantation at the same time. Ooh. I would literally, don't make me sing though.
Spin the gnome, please
bless us with a song.
I hate drama.
Don't make you, but your fingers are making the grab motion towards you.
I literally hate
Please sing.
Your t-shirt says, make me sing.
I've had the time of my life. No, I've never felt this way before. Yes, I swear. It's the truth. And I owe it all to food.
Oh, it's a dirty incantation.
Oh.
It's beautiful. Yeah. I love that.
You're an incurable suck up.
I feel like that lifted us all up a little bit.
I don't feel very well.
Ooh, Winnie, go in the corner.
Oh, no. Ew, just a little one.
Ew. May I fetch you some water?
No, get away, please, get away.
Oh. I don't want to leave you in this
happened,
state.
This happened when the Freshgrave twins brought booze into the common room.
We know those rapscallions.
Yeah. They're the prefects. They're section leaders of Syncantations.
Well, nobody's prefects, but they're cool, I guess.
I'm so sorry. I am not drunk. I have not been drinking on purpose so that I do not say anything silly. I believe that your syncantation affected me somehow. I'm feeling quite ill. In fact, very ill when I look at Elroy.
Oh.
Oh, no.
Oh.
Oh, yes.
How could anybody feel ill after looking at me? Yes. How could anybody? I'm gorgeous.
Who could have had that intentionality?
Oh, and Elroy's pointing his wand at everyone.
All right. Listen up, everyone.
Oh.
Put that stubby thing away.
Fine.
Are you the one that's been tearing up the paintings?
What? No. I love art.
We were told it was a ghost.
That's what I thought, too. But then you got all pointy with your wand.
Well, I'm worried. I'm sad. And I don't know why Winnie feels sick when she looks at me. So usually to fix situations, I point my wand.
My dear, you've lived out an entire relationship all in one night. You should be happy. Some people never attain even that. I'm saying sit down and be humble.
I will, but if there's anything you want to share.
It's something, I feel like there's a weird, like someone been doing someone dirty. Are all teacher parties such emotional minefields?
I look forward to this every time it happens. I do not show emotion until these staff parties. I really hesitate to say this, but you all are quite possibly my best friends.
Put
your wand away.
I want to give you a gift. Here are some flowers.
I will tell another truth without spinning a thing. I do believe, Elroy, that Mallory is in love with you. I hate to say it at a party, but it was getting a little boring. So, there it is.
You are. You're in love with me.
Here we go. Subtext becomes text.
Yeah.
Here we go.
My dear.
Here it is.
My dearest Elroy.
She's writing a letter.
It has come to my attention that you are a complete fraud. You are fraudulent in all things, except in the emotion akin to love.
Why write a letter if you're going to read it out loud?
I think it's nice. People don't write letters
I literally
anymore.
Hate drama. I would hate to write this out loud. I would hate if anyone caught hold of this.
Right. So you think I'm a fraud? You think my book and...
I think your class is fraudulent. I think you use a triangle scheme to promote your material.
What?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I thought we established that right from the get-go.
Oh, yes.
But what's wrong with that, huh?
Promoting your material. Molding yes. young minds with only your point of view. Quite possibly nothing.
Well, then I'd like to put every teacher on trial in this school.
Oh, good thing I'm not a teacher.
I believe that's all they're doing, right? Trying to mold their minds to one way of thinking. Are you saying it's a crime to have my students buy my book and then buy it in bulk and then try and recruit people to sell that book with them?
Tis not a crime.
On a sales team?
Tis not a crime yes? to have your students buy the materials for class. Tis a crime that you charge them so much per book.
You could cut the sexual tension with a wand, Arnie.
Yeah, it
does sound like a crime.
So you think I'm a fraud and you think I am wrong. But do you love me? Does anybody love me?
Yes, one of us here loves you. Are you happy?
Yes, I'd just like to know which one of you.
I'll do it.
Really?
Yeah.
You love me?
Yeah.
Well, dash it all, that's wonderful.
Yeah, I love anyone who's, you know, who's a self-starter, who, you know, lifts themselves up by the bootstraps and...
Thank you.
...and cons other people. That takes guts.
I'm so cats out of the bag.
Yeah.
You all think I'm a con man.
Oh, did I say con? I meant,
I am a con man.
Cone.
Okay, good.
Fine.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
Well, I believe I'm going to have to wipe all your memories.
Oh, no.
What?
No,
what?
I'm afraid that won't be possible. For Can the Wizard has made it impossible. And he would remember anyway because he's lived 1,000 lifetimes.
Dash it all.
Yes. I'm afraid you've been outed, and now is a time when you must resign in shame.
Well, I'll kneel down to you, Mallory, and to you.
Okay, and I'll...
I'll kneel
Winnie,
down.
Winnie, forgotten her already.
No, I have not.
Let me take out the sword of
Winnie,
shame.
Winnie, I have not forgotten you. I'm kneeling down before all of you. Goodbye. Goodbye, ladies.
Okay. Well, and just before you go, as you kneel down, I got to take out the sword of shame and knight you shamed. There you go.
Thank you.
Also, before you go, should we read some emails?
Oh, yeah.
Thanks, Usador. Yeah, we should read some emails. Of course, you can email me at chunt@gmail.com. That's chunt with six T's. I have one here from Callie Norwich. She says, how long does it take to listen to all of Magic Tavern? Finally caught up. Read this on air, please. And again, I can't stress enough. If you ever write in the email, read this on air. We have to.
What?
The magic compels us. So about 2 months and 2 days ago, I stumbled across this awesome podcast called Hello from the Magic Tavern. For any new listeners, it will take you 2 months and 2 days to finish all of it if you have a concussion and take a brief week detour to binge cereal. Thanks for the recommendation, Usador. Just in case anyone was wondering how long it would take to catch up and if it's worth it. Huh, that's wonderful. So she tells us how long it takes to catch up, but she didn't say if it was worth it.
I noticed that too.
Thanks, Callie.
Hmm.
Arnie, do you have any emails?
Well, I just like to say that it's always great to know how long it takes up when you are caught up. You know, like, if you're listening to it now... You're listening to that when you've caught up.
Right. And if there are more episodes later than this, it would be a different amount of time to get caught up. So basically, this information is useless.
Here, I do have an email at magictavern@puppies.supplies. Hi, Arnie, Chunt, Usador, and insert guest name here. I hope you guys are doing well. I'm at the airport at the moment, and I'm like 10 minutes away from flying to Edinburgh to study there. I'm only 18, and I feel like I have the brain of a 5-year-old. I'm scared of being all alone.
Same, same.
You are not 18. I'm scared of being all alone in a foreign world. And Arnie, you have a lot of experience in that department. It's Professor Niekamp. So do you have any advice for me? And Chunt, Usador, and insert guest name here.
Your advice is appreciated, too. Keep up the good work. Love always. Salani More. I feel like with an assemblage of teachers, we'd have some advice for people.
And sorry, Arnie, I missed the last name. That's Amore?
Yeah, that's Salani More.
Okay,
yeah.
Thank you.
Well, I'm not a teacher anymore, so I believe you two ladies should go on ahead, yes?
Here is what to do. You have written an email to someone you do not know very bravely, and in a new world, you go up to someone you do not know very bravely, introduce yourself with honesty and purity of heart, and they will bring you into the fold. I'm certain of it.
Absolutely. I love that. Winnie's right. Start a conversation with someone, and if you start a conversation and work in the words, read this on air, they have to respond to you.
Oh, sure, yeah.
Yes, I believe that everyone has the opportunity to be a chanting queen. All you have to do for the first couple moments is convince yourself that you are a chanting queen, young and sweet, only 18. And then all you've to do is feel the beat of other people's hearts. Oh, yes. Get to it.
My advice would be, if you find yourself in a completely different world than the one you're used to, is you know, just... It's okay to take it a little slow and try to find one, maybe two friends, and that's a great start. And then you start a podcast.
Mm-hmm.
And I would say, from my experience of traveling to Earth for a brief period of time, assume you already know how everything works.
Confidence. I have one more email here. This is from Andres. It says, hey, did you guys forget that Usador is king of the wizards? P.S. Love the show.
What?
I didn't forget that I was king of the wizards.
You're king of the wizards?
That's right.
Mm. Do you have a crown?
Sure.
Bing.
Oh.
Hmm. You shouldn't use Bing anymore.
Why not?
It's just outdated.
How dare you? I know how to cast spells.
Just saying, if you use a spell, don't use Bing anymore. Do you notice when you use Bing how slow it is?
I often use Bing.
Really?
Yes.
Maybe. I mean, I don't cast magic, but it just seems like Bing is slow-ass magic. There's like 10 seconds between when you say it and when the magic happens.
All right, fine. Here I go. I shall cast myself a larger crown. Mozilla!
Still pretty slow, my man. Still pretty slow.
Fine.
Mozilla?
Fine.
What about Duck Duck Go?
Netscape.
Better? Better.
All right.
Guys, I've had a lot of wine. What's going on with these three? Seriously? What's going on with these three? There's clearly like some kind of, there's like some of them are in love with some of them.
Oh, it's the start of Arnie's stand-up.
These two keep saying the other one's in love with the other one, but I don't know which one it is. Guys,
well,
what's going on?
Yes, I am resigning in disgrace, and so before this night is over and I have to pack my bags and jump on a wagon, I was wondering if either of you still cared about me, even though I'm unemployed. And...
Well, you do know that I love you, but I cannot say so publicly due to Mallory's deep feelings for you.
Oh, where were you 10 minutes ago when I had to take the fall on that dagger?
I was sitting.
You were sitting right there.
Sitting
I saw
right
your,
here.
There's fear in your eyes. I'm sorry.
Anxiety of the moon.
Mm.
Yes, mm-hmm. Someone had to bring it up a few times.
So you're saying that you both love him, but you're trying to figure out which of you loves him more? Because I wasn't sure if it was that or if it was one of those things where, like, neither of you loved him and you were just trying to shove the other one towards him.
I'll go ahead and say it. I'm sick of sparing people's feelings around here.
Mm-hmm.
My friend... Elroy,
yes.
I do think you're a fraud. And I thought you tried very hard at your job that you worked very little to achieve. So, that being said, I don't want to say it was my intention that you always be unemployed. But this does give me the opportunity. Winnie, darling.
Yes?
I've loved you in all your forms. All these years, watching you wistfully, watching you take on all the work, watching you take on everyone's feelings, watching you... I have a near panic attack every time that moon is waxing or waning. Well, I want you to know that I'm always going to be here for you. Always. And it is not a fraudulent feeling that I am feeling at this time.
Arnie, it's so crazy. These three friends and their messy, complex interpersonal relationships. Isn't it fucking bonkers?
I've already said no, Chunt.
Are we like that?
No.
Arnie, I just want to take this opportunity to say I've loved you in all your forms.
Look, I put on some weight over the years. It's fine.
You said that, not me.
I know, it's true.
Don't email me, people.
And I, of course, must resign in disgrace from being king of the wizards.
Why?
Why?
What triangle scheme did you have?
Nothing. I'm just trying to make the parallel happen here.
Right.
Yeah, I'm a bit of a Winnie. Arnie, you're a bit of a...
Mallory.
Mallory. And Usador, it's a one-to-one with Elroy.
Oh, I always thought I was a Samantha.
Mallory, I choose you.
Oh.
Oh, yikes, right at the table. That was quick.
So, if I tried to propose marriage of some kind to you, it would be a no.
Elroy, you know what I like to do?
What?
To inspire happy thoughts.
Yes, what?
What I like to do to inspire happy thoughts is read self-help books. I slay the demons of my mind.
So you did read it?
Just the title.
Ooh.
Well.
Damn, the fruits turn to meat, if you know what I'm saying.
If you realize.
Is meat around here? Meat.
Well, I'm going to close my eyes, envision a topiary maze, and start just taking out my sword and slaying those demons in my mind.
Elroy, that's what I appreciate about you. You would do anything for love.
I would.
And here's 600 gold pieces for the down payment on your next book.
Ah, ha-ha! Thank you! You believe in me!
Yes, of course. And I want to read that book.
It'll be about dragons.
Wow. Arnie, looks like everyone had a happy ending. So spin that dead gnome and let's go back to bed.
What did I say?
Well, that should up our chances of passing the Bechdel test at least once in a while. Usador the Wizard was played by Matt Young. Chunt the Talking Badger was played by Adol Rafai. Miss Weatherware was played by Sarah Mobley. Professor Elroy Topplestar was played by Jesse Grace Mueller. Mallory McNoboff was played by Squeak Rangel. All three of our special guests perform with improvised Jane Austen, Tuesdays at 8 p.m. at IO's Mission Theater in Chicago. Visit improvisedjaneaustin.com for more info. Also, Jesse performs with the improv collective Out on a Whim in improvised Dungeons & Dragons at Otherworld Theater. Squeak performs with the indie team Poster Child. Hello from the Magic Tavern is produced by Arnie Niekamp, Matt Young, and Adol Rafai. Post-production coordination by Garrett Schultz. Earwolf producer Kimmy Lucas. This episode edited by Chris Rathjen. Special assistance by Riley DiGiorno. Ryan DiGiorgi. Hello from the Magic Tavern logo by Allard Laban. Magic Tavern theme by Andy Poland. Now, while you enjoy this preview of Spintax with guest star Brad Morris, I'll think about why this scrunchie I found in the break room is so familiar. Almost like the kind worn by... What's up, dramatic tension from my unfinished thought? Here's the clip.
Does anybody have a dollar bill?
I'm kind of more of a credit card, sort of digital payment. Let me see. Oh, yep, here you go.
Oh, great. So, look on the back.
Okay.
We see the pyramid.
Mm-hmm.
Mm, the all-seeing eye.
Uh-huh.
Focus your eyes on it, Sal.
I'm hungry.
Jess is doing... No, look at the dollar bill, Sal Magundy.
Mm. Oh,
good. Yes. All right, focus on it. As I incant, Intenardi, Insenada, Hunteluri, Conda, Bing.
Oh, boy. Whoa. Whoa! You could have said, look at this dollar, because I'm going to transport us somewhere.